Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
The Open, tremendous, as always. Dave loves playing the music. Who can blame him? All right, in the last 20 minutes, Rochelle Olson, Star Tribune, cheers and jeers. A federal judge, Judge John J. McConnell, U.S. District Court for the District of Rhode Island, is ordering the Trump administration to continue paying for food stamps during the government shutdown, siding with local officials and nonprofits over SNAP and the 42 million people who rely on SNAP for food. This will shock you. The Justice Department has not indicated if it intends to appeal. It did not respond to a request for comment. The White House also did not respond to a request for a comment. So this all is kicking in tomorrow, November 1st. This is an enormous story. 42 million people, never in a government shutdown. Has this happened before? I am with, and I'm rarely with, Josh Hawley, but I'm with the Republican from Missouri who made news this week in the New York Times op-ed saying, let's bring Republicans and Democrats together and let's, solve the government shutdown. But even before the government shutdown gets done, let's separate SNAP and let's fund SNAP. Where do you think this thing is going now off this judge's ruling, Rochelle Olson?
Where is it going? You want me to predict the future?
How about just how the administration might react?
Well, yeah. I mean, my initial reaction was that the administration would appeal it and somehow get out from under it. But as you point out, the first is tomorrow. But and it's also not the first judge. There's another case pending.
It just happened, by the way. A second judge has also ruled, like your timing's right on, that Trump must fund with the emergency fund, which is close to $6 billion, must use that to fund SNAP.
Right. And these are both judges, by the way, are Obama appointees. So I'm sure that will factor into play somehow for Trump anyway. But
yep.
It's sort of like when you take a moment and think about it, it's
embarrassing.
It's extraordinarily what he's trying to do is extraordinarily punitive and painful. I mean, this is a president who is fought every day he's been in office to basically say, I can do whatever I want. And the limits on executive power are barely exist, but, oh, I can't do this, or I'm not going to do this.
Right.
He's very much choosing to make people who need food, who are, as one story, are terrorized by the prospect of not being able to feed their families in, I don't know how quickly this kicks in, 24 hours, 48 hours, you know, but he's willing to deny them food as an attempt to try to apparently get the Democrats to do what he wants, even though, again, let's point out the Republicans control both the Senate and the House and the presidency. So, and they're trying to blame the Democrats for this, which is also extraordinary. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. My thinking would be that he doesn't like to lose. He would try to appeal it. I would assume that some court, a higher court, could take it up on an expedited basis. I don't know. Would the Supreme Court be with him on this? Who knows?
Who knows?
I
can see an appeal. I can see him defying it. You nailed it. He's trying to lever the Democrats. What he's tone deaf about is, of the 41 to 42 million individuals, there are millions and millions and millions and millions in that group who voted for him, who support him, who love that he's the president of the United States. And yeah, I hear all the arguments. We should come up with a better system where we don't have 40 million receiving these benefits. I'm all for it. Yes, we have a percentage who abuse the system. So now what we're going to do is we're going to punish the others, young, old, disabled, military, others, and not give them money because people abuse the system. That is cruel.
Now, but when you talk about abusing the system, I'm going to reject that a little bit. I mean, there's been over our lifetimes, there's been a lot of demonization of people who need these services. But if you want to talk about abusing the system, a lot of these people work. Many of them,
millions of them do.
In jobs that don't pay them enough to feed their families. And so if you want to talk about companies, large corporations are being supported by this program. You know, this is subsidizing their wages, basically, that they are these low wages that they're giving people that they can't get afford health care and food. So if you talk about abusing the system, it's not it's not some person sitting at home eating bonbons because they don't want to work. You know, they'd rather get $140 a month or something. So he's clearly it's an interest. It tells you a lot about who he is, I guess, if you want to take it that way, that he would put the least of us in the crosshairs, those who need basic sustenance.
Let's get to cheers and jeers, and let's talk about United, Bill McGuire, and Allianz and the area around it. The field, the stadium, somebody's attended four games, I think. It's a 10. I mean, if you told me it's the best facility to see a sporting event in town, I'd say, fine, I agree. It's either that or Target Field. The area around it, not so good. Not so good, and a lot of people felt that way before. So he's talking about this big area. Paris comparisons, and, I mean, you are pushing back on Paris? I mean, what's going on with this? I can't tell if this is a cheer and a jeer for the area.
I was having a little fun with it. I'm just pointing out that
ripping Paris.
Have you been to Paris?
Yes, I have. Pretty nice.
Yeah, but if you take a wrong turn, the next thing you know, you can be in a little trouble.
Well, that's every big city on the planet.
I know. That's kind of what I'm saying. It can be a big
challenge.
You sound
like some Lakeville suburban family won't come down here at 3 o'clock because they're afraid to go to Minneapolis.
Well, I'm not saying I sound like that. I think Paris is an absolute global jewel. It's wonderful. I love big gritty cities. I live in the city, but that, come on, that intersection's been challenging as long as I've been alive. And I'm not sure. I'm sorry, but when the Spruce Tree Center went up, everybody was joking about how it looked like a bathroom. I'm not sure it's the greatest building, but McGuire has a vision. I was just having a little fun with it, but I'm all for turning it into Paris. But you know what is cool, and I'm not joking. Now I'm like, I could have included this in the cheer. That cool loon statue that they have on the corner.
I did that. Yeah, I don't talk about
it
a lot.
I love that. That's like Barcelona.
You're welcome.
It's so cool.
I'd like a thank you. You know, I did that. Dave knows. Dave's the only person who knows that I was
the sculptor. 5-year project for you.
5 years. Yeah, all on my own.
Not, what is going on there? I don't believe that.
Lack of credit from you? That's what's going on.
I'll give you some credit.
Prove me wrong.
I know you were so artsy, and it's kind of a cool statue.
It is nice.
It deserves a nicer area around it a little bit, you know?
Yeah, maybe the Louvre. Louvre Part 2 with a little better security.
But that makes my point. Paris can be a dangerous city if they can break into the Louvre.
Dave, here's your tweet. Rochelle Olson says, stay in your home. All cities are dangerous. Is that what you're hearing, Dave? That's kind of what I'm hearing.
That's about it.
That's it.
It's a shame.
All right, let's get to more cheers and jeers, and we got to talk the governor's race. Are we done? I mean, is this it? Because the two of us talk about this like once a month, and is anything else going on, or do we have the main contestants, including, we can mention the Senate seat, too? Is it just Tom Weiler, Royce White against Flanagan and Craig? More with Rochelle, next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Dave Harrigan, I apologize. I mean this in all sincerity. It's 1:51, and I'm asking you about the bumper music theme.
Apologize goes to bumper theme, not me.
Okay. Will you pass along my apology?
I sure can.
Okay. Rochelle would like to hear also, what is today's bumper music theme?
Well, we have Halloween music today, since it is Halloween, but not the standard garbage Halloween music. We have songs tied in some way to Halloween, for instance, Olivia Rodrigo here singing Vampire.
She's really talented, by the way.
I was going to say, we can never get enough of her.
She's great. She's going to be a star for a long, long time. Okay. We have an election next Tuesday. Do you want to give us a hot take prediction on who's going to be the winner in the mayor's race?
Oh, my gosh.
Come on, let's go. What's your hot take?
I can't do that. I don't know. I mean, I guess, no, I don't even want to do that. Oh. I mean, that's really hard. I mean, I don't know. I will say I had coffee this week with Representative Kali Herr in St. Paul as a St. Paul resident myself.
Yeah.
Now we don't do endorsements, but I was highly impressed.
Could she pull off the upset?
Well, she's very bright, very energetic, talented legislator, experienced. I don't know. You know, part of me thinks possibly, and then part of me thinks, oh, maybe not. I mean, it's so hard to predict in these mayoral races, especially with ranked choice voting, especially in Minneapolis right now with so many on the ballot. But, and of course, as a reporter, as a news person, in some way, you're always kind of secretly hoping for the upset.
Yeah.
Because it's a fun story.
You know who I blame? I blame your paper. Why don't we have better polling on it? Dave, are you with me? Is it time to blame the Star Tribune, the by far, not even close, top news source? We don't have polls in Minneapolis and St. Paul. We don't have it. Now,
you know what, though?
Yeah.
You can't even blame, like, changes or cutbacks on that, because I covered Minneapolis City Hall at the turn of the century in 2000. It started in 2000, and it is hard. It's hard to poll. For whatever reason, it's hard to poll. It's easier to poll statewide than it is to just poll a city. So I don't know if that has to do with like how you get a hold of respondents, but it's never been something we've been able to do well. So
okay, let's get to this then. A year and a few days, we will have an open Senate seat.
Yep.
And we will have a governor running for an unprecedented third term. Let's start with the Senate side, and let's start with the Republicans. Is this it? Are they going to add another name, or is it Tom Wheeler, Royce White, and that's about it?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think there's some hope in certain quarters that former Governor Pawlenty will reconsider and get in the race.
Nope.
No, you definitely don't think so?
Nope, I don't. I really, really
I'm just
don't.
Saying, I'm just saying there's still some who are holding out hope for that prospect. But I haven't heard as much buzz around that one as I have about the governor's race. And then there's also the question of, well, if more people get in the governor's race, will somebody jump out and get in the Senate race? But
yep.
I don't know.
Okay, let's go to the governor's race. So the biggest name out there is someone the two of us have talked about for months, who I think becomes the favorite for the Republican race, is Damuth. If she's going to do something, when was she on with us, Dave? 6 weeks ago, 2 months ago?
Something like that.
And I asked her, what do you think, four times? I just pushed yes. and pushed. Where I think the last one, Rochelle, she goes, oh, my God. You know, and I kept saying, well, when do you have to announce? She's got to make a decision fairly soon, right?
Well, I don't know. It's yeah. I mean, you'd think that would be advantageous, but I mean, and I think you all along said you believed that she was going to get in the race sooner rather than later. And
I do.
You know, it pains me to say this, but I think
go ahead,
I
say
think
it.
You're probably right.
Yeah, Chad's right.
And I mean, that it's going to be interesting though, because she has never run statewide before. And she's the Speaker of the House, and we have a legislative session starting in February. So if she gets into the race sooner rather than later, she's going to be balancing two very demanding.
Right.
I mean, running, being the Speaker of the House, being the leader of the Republican caucus in the House requires, and sometimes sublimating your own desires for that of the caucus, which is not a monolith.
So does
a lot of different people right. in there.
So does if you're governor of the state. That's a pretty important job.
Right. And then we have the prospect of somebody who's the Speaker of the House running for governor.
Yeah.
And then you got the governor
right.
running for governor. And so.
What now? From a text from Blois Olson, who's very plugged in. And I've said for a while, I've always felt she's getting the race. Blois is saying next 2 weeks, she's getting in.
So, okay. I guess if you and Blois are on the same side, what can I say to that?
I would say it's a done deal, right? I would prefer.
And then we.
I would prefer if she broke the news on the show, but probably not going to happen.
Right. Well, and then we also have lawyer Chris Maddow, who may not be as well known, although I don't know how many people actually know who the Speaker of the House is either.
Yep.
But I would suggest he's probably going to get in pretty soon, too.
Yeah, and he made it clear on this show that he doesn't want to be the senator. He wants to be governor. He's a very good communicator.
He's a very good communicator, never run for political office. And as we know how these things go as well, it's like you're kind of the perfect candidate until you're an actual candidate, and then
correct.
Things get real. And
similar to dating me. I mean, conceptually, it sounds really good. Then you start dating me, and it's kind of disappoints.
Oh,
you have 25 seconds top two candies you're handing out tonight are?
Chad, we've already covered this. I'm not handing out any candy. I don't get any trick-or-treaters. But I would hand out Snickers.
Yeah.
Because you can't go wrong.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Although, Rochelle, if you don't like peanuts.
Put that on the headline too, Dave. Rochelle hates children. Not allowed at her house. See ya. Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to four camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.